This is K2PCB. K2PCB. Listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Sir Jeff. Happy Monday. So far, there are two of us that got out of bed this morning and decided we'd want to go to work. Well, I don't know about want to go to work, but we're off and moving. Good morning. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, busy. My wife had volunteered me to cut branches at my mother-in-law's house. So I spent a good chunk of Sunday with a pole chainsaw cutting and stripping wood down and then bringing it to the street. And then I had to change out an outlet on the front porch to a GFI because the outlet didn't work. And then as soon as I opened up, the black lead wasn't connected because they didn't put them in with the screws. They put them in, they stabbed them into the back, which is like the worst way to do electrical stuff, but it's the quickest and dirtiest. That's how you burn places down. So I got to play electrician, arborist. We went out trick-or-treating Friday, got all kinds of candy. It was good.
Oh, that sounds like quite a full couple days there. Yeah, I was off Friday, so I got to start it a little bit early. Of course, if you're cutting that down, all those branches down, unless the trees are dead, it's all pretty wet. I was going to ask if you had a fire going to burn all that to get rid of it, or do you guys just put it out at the street and let the town pick it up? I used to like when we used to have the bonfires when I lived home. Those were nice. And obviously in the apartment, we don't do that. If anything, we have the negative side of it. Sometimes the neighbor next to us will have a bonfire. In fact, this is the second neighbor that lives right next to the building there. They're pretty good, but the neighbor before used to really smoke us out. Probably with the wet branches and the wet leaves, and it can get pretty toxic sometimes. But yeah, that sounds like fun. Get the old power tools on poles out there. Yeah, trick or treating. We did that too. We didn't go trick or treating. We were just handing out candy. It was a good weekend. And now that Halloween's over, all I can think about now is Thanksgiving, and not the enjoyable part of Thanksgiving, which I look forward to, but the stressor part of it. Got to get the invitations out and get all organized. We only have a couple weeks left.
Luckily, we go somewhere for Thanksgiving, so the stress level is low, but still. Happy to get there. We typically try to bring something, although for the last few years I've made different variations of cranberry sauce with fresh cranberries to where nobody eats it. So last year I said, nope, I'm not making it. And now one person said, hey, where's the cranberry sauce? So I'm not making it anymore.
You know, it's funny because our family, my immediate family, grew up on the gelatin stuff, which I enjoy. And then since Lynn and I have been hosting for like the past 14 years or something like that, we've made a couple times the real stuff, but we tend to get canned both ways, the canned gelatin and the it's got to be Ocean Spray, can't be like a store brand, but we get the canned gelatin and we get the canned real cranberries, and that works. It's simple and as not homemade as it is, it goes over well. Some people take a small scoop of the real canned cranberries, but the gelatin stuff always goes over well with my family, as cheesy as it is.
Yeah, you just open the can, puncture a hole, and let it just slide out, and put it on a tray sideways, and just cut up like quarter-inch slices, and that's what everybody wants. Nobody wants the homemade stuff. I'm like, screw you guys.
Well, then you'll just have to make that for your Thanksgiving you have at home. I know when Wegmans has their turkeys on special, we'll go back there. We'll go back there a couple times and pick up another bird, smaller bird, sometimes two. And we'll have that, you know, a month or two later. We'll throw that in the oven and if there's any leftovers in the freezer at that point, we can bring them down. But there's always going to be extra canned cranberries in the cupboard. So, yeah, but we'll do it at least two, if not three times during the cold weather season.
Yep, that's the whole big thing is leftovers. It usually goes over rather well. And my wife's cousin puts on a pretty good spread. So it works out well.
K2PCD, this is KE2GEQ. You definitely go with the fresh cranberry sauce.
I made the fresh stuff and nobody touched it. So then I said, screw it, I'm not doing it anymore. And it just makes it one less thing I got to worry about.
Yeah, I've been making the fresh cranberry sauce for years, and everyone seems to really like it in my family.
I even went so far as I did like an orange bourbon variation, which I thought was excellent. And other people were less like, eh.
Orange bourbon, that sounds pretty tasty. I'd try it.
I did it. I drank a lot of bourbon while I was making it, which was really good.
Good morning there, Brad.
Boo too.
You guys might have to compare recipes to see where you guys are going wrong if everyone seems to love the cranberries that Brad makes.
I think it's more of a Jennifer's family got no taste.
Well, I guess I can't say too much considering I know my mother prefers stovetop stuffing to homemade stuffing, where Lynn insists upon making a homemade stuffing, which is pretty good. And you can tell it's not stovetop, for sure. And they're both good. Lynn's is probably better, obviously. But yeah, for some reason, they do like that stovetop. So sometimes Lynn will make both, so she can have real stuffing and then the box stuff.
People are somewhat addicted to convenience. And when it comes to making something from scratch, other people don't necessarily appreciate it, how much time and effort actually goes into making everything.
Yep, I definitely agree with that. And I think I am following you. Did you just go through the roundabout? And then I'm curious, do you have covers over your rear taillights?
I did just go through the roundabout, but I do not have covers on my taillights that I'm aware of.
Okay. There's a pattern on your taillights. I guess I never noticed before. This crisscross pattern. And maybe that's just how they are. I've never noticed it. Not that I spent too much time driving behind you. All right, I'll turn it back to Brad. Brad, you sent out that TinyDX link, and that is really, really wild. I've done FT8 before using the Icom 706, and it definitely works. But to do that at, what did they say, like 0.8 watts? Or was it even lower than that? It was pretty low. Were you thinking about getting one?
I was not thinking about getting one, but I thought it was very interesting that they were able to make contacts at a fairly long distance on such low power. That was really pretty cool.
And I'm sure as you've been doing your studying for your general and watching the videos for that page there, that husband and wife team, that, you know, just the mode of communication, you're slowing things down, and, you know, we want this high fidelity, great sounding voice, but you can communicate at these low data rates. You know, slow speed Morse code. It may take you a few minutes to get your message across, but you can get some pretty good distance. And this sort of takes advantage of that, and it can discern that signal out of the noise, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really pretty cool. You know, and obviously they were sending Morse code, but it was all sent by, you know, automatically. She didn't really have to key anything in. Been really enjoying watching that couple with their Morse code stuff. It's been really interesting.
So I've only played around with FT8 using the software to drive it. I guess I didn't spend too much time in learning about the actual mode. I don't know if it is a version of FSK, frequency shift keying. I don't think it's Morse code. I don't think it's that simple. But I want to say, I'll have to look it up, and you can as well. But I think it's a little fancier than that. But it is pretty popular. People like to, you know, set up their PC and go away for the weekend, go away for the day and see what contacts they've collected while they were gone.
Yeah, that's one thing I did see, that it was pretty automated, which, I don't know, is that taking you out of it? You know, yeah, your radio made contacts, but is that really you? I don't know. I'm still struggling with that.
Yeah, it's definitely you, but yeah, the personal control goes away. Now it's just PC controlled, or in that specific instance, phone controlled. The RF signal, the RF link is still there, which is pretty wild. And if that works for you, yeah, that's cool. For me, when I was playing around with it, the appeal sort of wore out pretty quickly. But it definitely does work, which is kind of awesome. All right, 6:43. Not much time left in here. This is KCPCB.
All right, gentlemen, this is my time to go into work and make the donuts, or at least get a cup of coffee. All right, 73s, talk to you all tomorrow. KC2, NVM, clear.
Okay, this is K2BCB, actually clear as well. Eating a piece of taffy to get my day started. And maybe I'll give a shout. Hey, Ross, are you out there? This is K2BCB, as I'm signing out, and maybe I'll hand it over to you.
Yep, I'm in there. I'm just making my way to work.
KC2PET, this is KE2GEQ. How are you this morning, Ross?
Oh, I was a little tired, but I'm actually making my way in. How are you?
Not too bad this morning. It felt like I did sleep in a little bit. The alarm did, you know, I was awake well before the alarm, more around the typical time I would have woken up, so not too bad. But it's a little chilly again this morning.
Yep, this is quite chilly. It is in the air. I feel like next week or the week after that, I think it's going to, hate to say it, start to, the white stuff's going to start to fall.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it. I think I'm done mowing the lawn. I think this week I'll spend some time and change the oil and power wash the underside and get it all stored for the winter.
Yeah, I did way too much this weekend. Like I said, Friday we went to the beggar's night by my parents. No, I'm sorry, Thursday night. Friday night, obviously Halloween. It was Saturday. Well, Saturday we had another kid's birthday party to go to. So pretty much Saturday was up for me. I had a headache kind of like the whole weekend, just about. There's still a little bit there, but it's manageable now at least. So I don't know, it's just the changing weather, must be. But struggling with that. And then Sunday, we kind of just cleaned up around the house, do like a general cleaning. We tend to do that at least once a month, try to do a deep clean of the whole house.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing to do. I probably need to be more diligent about my cleaning up and straightening up as I go.
Yeah, this is like a mop on the floor, like I said, cleaning in all the corners and, you know, getting really down and, you know, cleaning up the sink really good and stuff like that kind of stuff. So, yeah, my wife, she did like a couple loads of laundry. She did too many, I think. She kind of waterlogged our septic. So I told her, I said, I think we did too much. She did too much laundry. So I got to let everything drain back down again.
Oh, yeah, if you put too much water in the septic system, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, normally I keep a good wrap on it, but I kind of lost track of it. My daughter took a shower, my wife took a shower in the morning. So there's a couple, I don't know, say 20 gallons or so there. And then she did, like I said, 3 or 4 loads of laundry. And That's why I think send it over the edge. And I got to pull her, we got to let the thing settle. Hopefully it will drain itself out and be lower a little bit today.
Yeah, hopefully. You don't want to have to dig that up or put in a new leach bed or something like that.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's plugged or anything. Like I said, it's just everything's just so saturated right now. It needs time to dry out. So, anyway, I heard you talking to Travis about that little QRP rig. Are you going to pull the trigger on that one?
No, I'm not. If anything, I'm going to buy that one that you and I talked about on Friday, and do work with that for a little while. Going to FTA, I don't know. It seems like another rabbit hole that I don't know if I want to go down that one just yet.
Yeah, I'm still going with get my general license first, and then we'll go from there for radios. I'm not even looking at them. I'm happy with just UHF, VHF for now.
Yeah, this has been good. I do need to get Travis's radio back to him pretty soon, so I've got to pull the trigger and do something.
Well, you send Travis out to some garage sales, and hopefully he can find you one for $5, and you'll be all set then.
Yeah, that's probably what I need to do is, as I'm riding around, if there's a garage sale, just stop in and see what's going on and looking for a specific item. But I think they're coming to an end. I don't think there's too many more this time of year. I have to wait till spring. And I don't know if any more ham fests are coming up either.
Yeah, I think everything, like you said, I think everything is shutting down. Garage sales, yeah, definitely ham fests, stuff like that. It's more, obviously, when the warm weather is out, but, you'll find one, don't worry. Like I said, we'll keep an eye on Facebook Market and see what's on there. I know Jeff sometimes finds a few things on there to kind of gobble up. You know, he's bought a few things from there. So, yeah, keep your eyes open. They're out there. The right one's out there. You just got to find it.
Yeah, I got to go on the Facebook area, Facebook Marketplace. I've been there a few times to look for different things just to see. I should get out. I should look on that more often. Are you going to be around at lunchtime today?
No, I'm actually out at 11 o'clock today. I got to get my daughter off the bus, so I'm actually working half a day today. So we'll be Tuesday, though. So tomorrow, yes, I will be here at lunchtime.
Okay. I may have to wait till another day. Because I think my daughter and I are going to be, my daughter, wife, and I are going to be busy at lunch tomorrow. Yeah, I'll get with you, and then I can drop this thing off and have you weld it, or at least see if you think you can. Because if you take a look at it and you go, yeah, I don't know if I can do that, then I'll have to go to plan B.
All right, yeah, when we meet up, we will. I'm sure I can weld it. Just got to get it, that's all.
Yeah, now it's making me go like, damn, I wish I had my own welder.
Yeah, they come in handy every once in a while. Sometimes it's not, I feel like sometimes it sits more than it actually gets used, but when it comes time to use it, it is handy.
You still there, Ross?
Yep, I'm still here. So like my dad's welder sits longer, it sits a little longer than gets used, but when it comes time to needing it, it does come in handy. You can't just keep melding stuff together with super glue. I don't think you can hold wheel bearings on with super glue.
No, you can't. And what I need this welded is it would be too long to thread it to put a nut on it. So welding seems to be the thing to go on this. Yeah, it would be nice to have a welder, but I've only played with stick welding a couple of times in the past. Obviously, this couldn't be done with stick. And, it's just, to me, it's something I would have to spend time with to learn it.
Yeah, they do make a little baby one. It's pretty small. They're making them smaller and smaller. You don't need to see the higher wattage one. You can probably get one of those. I don't say this to recommend this for too many people, but Harbor Freight sells one. I won't recommend too much from Harbor Freight, but I don't know. People seem to like that one. But it is what it is. That time again, Brad. Again, they're getting my day going. So I'm going to stay with you. So CD2GDQ, this is CD2PDQ. The 73's to you, Brad. Have a good day.
73 is KC2PET, this is KE2GEQ, and we're clear from the channel.